This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to the Carnegie Museum of Art.
You are listening to WQED's Voice of the Arts podcast. I'm Emily Bruner, and today we have the Artistic Director and Marketing Associate at the Confluence Ballet, Leia Havas and Kinsey Love. So we're here to talk about the Confluence Ballet, as you guys have an upcoming performance of Nutcracker for a Difference on December 16th and 17th at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. So what is different about this Nutcracker tale?
Okay, it's still Tchaikovsky's music, but it's arranged by David Berger, Duke Ellington, and Billy Strayhorn. So we're using a little bit, they all did some kind of arrangement to it, very jazzy arrangement, as you can imagine.
Oh, yes.
The one we're using from David Berger is the one that they used some years ago to do Nutcracker called the Harlem Nutcracker.
Oh, okay.
And I wasn't living in Pittsburgh at the time, but apparently they brought it here from New York in 2000.
Oh, okay, so a
while
ago.
Around there. And it was a huge success, apparently. And since then, I never heard that they've done it before. So I think that was it. And David Berger has been really, really kind to us to allow us to use their music and sent the tracks to us. And it's very, very nice. And inside, we also put some of the Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn arrangements.
Oh, that sounds so
Sorry.
Fun.
No, that was perfect.
That sounds wonderful. And what a great way to bring back something that's been in Pittsburgh but so long ago that people have forgotten. Bring back a new sound to the Nutcracker. I love it.
Yeah. Well, we don't do the same choreography they did then, and right. We're not even following the same storyline as the Harlem Nutcracker. We're just using the music that they did because we wanted to do something different from the more traditional Nutcracker. Mm-hmm. Because everybody does Nutcracker at this time of the year. And we thought, oh, why do just another Nutcracker? So we wanted to do one that it's slightly different. Yeah. And then there's another side, and I'll allow Kinsey to talk
so,
about it.
So doing like the normal classical version Nutcracker for almost 20 years, I love it. But I think it's just so much fun to do this version. Like, it's so different, it's so upbeat, it's so jazzy and lively, and like the audience just loves it. So it's really fun. It's really fun to be a part of, and I love dancing it. So I really hope that the audience will like it again this year.
Yeah.
It's very fresh. We did it for the first time last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is, are you doing it the same way you did it last year? Or are you changing a couple things?
Well, a couple of things we changed. We added children in the first act.
Oh, okay.
During the party scene. And we added two little solos in the first act and then in the beginning of the second act. I'm not going to tell solos. It's not a surprise anymore.
No, yeah, we need a surprise.
Yeah. I've also been the rehearsal director for the kids that were bringing in the Nutcracker. So we're partnering with Culture Academy. They also rehearse at the same space as us, which is Pittsburgh Musical Theater. So they're super excited. I'm so excited for them to be a part of this production, like really expand the whole thing. So I think it's going to be really, really great. Really
that
fun.
So cute.
And we are housed at Pittsburgh Musical Theater. And Pittsburgh Musical Theater has these community partners, of which we are one, and Culture Academy is the other. So we thought that would be a great idea to partner with them. And we wanted children last year, but we didn't find the opportunity to have them. And all the children that we asked were busy in other productions. And this year, we finally asked early enough that they were able to free how many? Eight?
We have seven.
Seven. Yeah. Seven children.
Yeah. Oh, that's gonna be so great. Yeah, and you gotta get the kids while they still have their schedules open, they get busy pretty quick.
Exactly. Yeah, it's gonna be wonderful. They're really excited.
I bet they are. So are they dancing? Because in the party scene, are they just kind of like the guests that mingle?
Oh, no, they're dancing. Oh, they're dancing. Yeah, so I've been rehearsing them twice a week for like the last 4 to 5 weeks. So it's been a process. But I saw it last night. It was the best time I've seen it. So they've come a long ways. Their acting skills are amazing. I think it's just really going to pull the whole production together.
Yeah, add a little cherry on top.
Yeah.
Of the production.
And then you ask, why is it 4 different? Mm-hmm. And I'll let Kinsey speak about that too.
Yes. So part of the difference is that we're sharing our art form with youth empowering programs in underserved communities in Pittsburgh. So we are proud to partner with these local nonprofits and organizations this holiday season, which include Strong Women, Strong Girls, Big Brother, Big Sisters, Hello Neighbor, We Are Beautiful, and YWCA.
Oh, wow. That's so many. That's great.
Yeah, it's wonderful to give back to the community. And a lot of them have just never seen the ballet before. Mm. So to, like, give back, and it's very rewarding to do that for them, so it means a lot.
Yeah, and it's a great way to connect the community together, especially this time of year with the holiday season.
Yes, and we are also partnering with the Foster Project, and we're doing a toy and coat drive as well. Oh. So we're really encouraging audience members to bring in gently used coats and then brand new toys, and we'll have bins set up in the lobby.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's so nutcrackery, too, because of that whole scene. Well, that's great. That's going to be a wonderful production. And the Nutcracker and the difference of, for a difference, really ties into the mission of Confluence Ballet. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes.
I'll let Marketeer.
Okay. I took notes, so. Yeah, so Confluence Ballet Company was established in 2021, very new company with the vision to create dance free from the constraints of racial inequity and stigmas surrounding body type. As it states in our mission and values, diversity and inclusion are very important key tenets in how Confluence Ballet Company operates.
Yeah. So it's very diverse, very different backgrounds, and that works well with what you're doing with the Nutcracker.
Yeah.
One of our missions is also to reach out to communities and try to bring the joy of dance to people that are not able so easily to come to performances, either because they never were educated to do that. They can't afford it. Different reasons. They don't have anybody to take them. So it depends of the situation of that particular community. So for us, it's very important that we can partner with these nonprofits so they can then organize and bring children or young people, and even adults, older adults that had never had the chance to see a dance performance live, is one of those things that you can't take it for granted.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, especially. And I know, especially in the dance community and with ballet, it seems as a loftier art form that some people can't access. And that's not true. It's dance. It's, you know, the basic form of how we communicate. And bring joy. So being able to connect with the community then that way is a great, great idea.
Yeah, dance is for everyone.
Dance is for everyone. Yeah.
I think this is perception of the public that is lofty.
Yes.
And then some people don't dare. But it's more a perception because it is not a lofty art.
No.
It's something that everybody should go and see. Yeah. It doesn't matter what kind of dance it is. Mm-hmm. Ballet, contemporary, folk, whatever it is, we should be able to take it to the public and connect with the people. Mm-hmm. Because as you said, this is how we communicate.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we've been communicating for millennia.
Exactly, exactly. And it's a way to bring joy to everybody. I mean, it's not always something that you go and sit and you watch and you're like, oh, okay, that's something separate from me. It's a story. Time to move on with my life. You know, you can connect with it in very meaningful ways. I've seen the Nutcracker when I was a kid, and I remember being enthralled by it, just mm-hmm. the costumes and the set pieces, but the story behind it too, and the music. It's mm-hmm. just a very fun and engaging story, especially for Christmas time. It just adds that more magical element, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Leah, why did you decide to join?
Because I liked the idea of it. So I thought it was really different from other companies, and I've been in many companies in my life. I had a long career and moved around a lot. So I appreciate the idea of Confluence because it's different. It's attainable. So I decided to join when people called me to join if I wanted that position. I actually started as ballet mistress, and only later I was asked to be artistic director. So it really talked to me. It said something to me because of the mission and the vision of the company, the idea to take ballet to other communities that are not used to. I love the idea of reaching out to other cultural elements. And so, yeah, I think that's what called me, the whole idea of the company. I want to say vision, mission, whatever. For me, it's the idea of what the company was supposed to be, and it is.
The ideals.
Was presented to me, and I liked the idea, so I said, yeah. At my age, I didn't even want to in the beginning. But I thought, oh, I like that idea. So I think I would like to work with them.
Yeah. What about you, Kinsey? What drew you to Confluence?
Honestly, the exact same reason. The mission statement, spoke to me. And I kind of remember, over Zoom having my interview and getting offered this position and, this gut feeling that I was like, okay, I know nothing about Pittsburgh, but the mission, no, seriously, I was in Louisville, Kentucky. I never been to Pittsburgh before, and once I heard, the idea, the mission about diversity, inclusion, giving back to the community, I was like, okay, this is it. Say no more. I'm coming. The mission means everything to me. Giving back to the community means everything to me. And I just love this city, and I love what we're doing. Yeah. So I love everyone that I dance with. I love Leah. We're all just a little, small, little, big, happy family. So we all get along and work really well together. So it's a great group of people.
That's wonderful. And how do you like Pittsburgh so far?
Love it.
Yeah?
Oh, my gosh. It's definitely the city of bridges. Not even because there's so many bridges, but, it's just so easy to connect with people. Mm-hmm. Even, just meeting people at the grocery stores or, everyone here is just so kind, and it's so easy to build connections with people. So I've had a wonderful experience so far living here. This is going on my third year.
So. Oh, great. Yay. Yeah. I love hearing that.
Most of the dancers say the same thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes. We have 10 dancers.
We do have 10.
10 dancers. And I get to talk to them individually every year, and sometimes more than once a year. Mm-hmm. And they all really, especially this year, they all say, we like Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh grew in us. And I can see why. I moved here 13 years ago, and it does grow on you. It does grow on you. It's a nice city. It's beautiful. I love cities that are near the water. And we have 3 rivers. 4, actually, with the one underneath.
Yes.
The subterraneous one. But I love this. And it's so pretty, you know. And I live in Mount Washington.
Oh, you live in a pretty area, yeah.
I mean, it's not on the fancy part of Mount Washington. But I can walk there very easily and look at the view. And people are nice, like Kinsey said. Everybody talks to you. Yeah. You're in the bus and people start talking to you. You're in the grocery store and people talk to you. And it's just, and it is a city that connects. So bridges is very interesting because apparently we have 434
very many bridges.
Or something like that. I heard
it's
once.
Like 466. I looked it up one time when I first moved here. I was very
however many bridges we have many more bridges of connection in this city. Mm-hmm. People really make a point of connecting.
Yeah. I really appreciate that, too, yeah. Especially just moving here for the first time and not knowing a single person. But I made amazing friends very, very quickly, so yeah. Very grateful for that.
Yeah, and that's my experience as well. I moved about 4 years ago, and I was like, oh, I don't know, we'll see. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm never leaving now.
Okay. Right. It's a fun city. There's always something to do.
Always something to do.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I don't know. Every time I drive past, like, the cityscape, I'm like, oh, this is my home. Yeah. Just so beautiful.
Yeah, you get connected and very quickly to it.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, this is the place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for a small city, you offer so much cultural
events
and things, you know. And it has an opera. It has a symphony. It has a ballet company. It has lots of small companies. It has theaters. It offers, you know, musical theater, straight drama theater, whatever it is. There's so many restaurants. People like to go out and events and, I mean, sports. Talk about sports. This is the city of sports.
Right. So many things to do. Pittsburgh, please hire us as your marketing people. We can talk about you guys all day.
Exactly.
And it's amazing that Confluence was able to enter and be on the halfway through the third season of its life. And I think it's because of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you do.
It's because of the way Pittsburgh is open to culture and open to things, new things and things like dance and opera and whatever it is, you know, the public likes it.
Yeah, they do. And they love supporting new arts organizations.
They do.
Especially with a great mission like yours. So just to highlight, the Confluence Ballet is going to have Nutcracker for a Difference. When again and where again?
Saturday, December 16th at 7:30 at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater, as well as Sunday, December 17th at 2 p.m.
All right. And you can find tickets at Kelly Strayhorn Theater. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be such a wonderful show, wonderful program. They're partnering with so many nonprofits. And you have a toy drive and a coat drive. So many things to do, so many things to watch. It's going to be great. Leah and Kinsey, is there anything else you want to touch upon?
I just wanted to say you can also get tickets if you go on our website. Mm-hmm. And if you do visit our website, there is a little button called subscribe to our newsletter. Mm-hmm. And then you can be always informed about our events and performances. Mm-hmm. You can also donate through the website. Follow us on social media.
We're on Instagram, Facebook,
TikTok.
TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, you do have a TikTok, yeah. I was going to ask.
It's a very small one because it's not very, it's very recent.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Facebook and Instagram are older.
Yeah.
But now we kind of going to go forward for TikTok as well.
Yes.
Oh, very fun. Well,
so just visit us on confluenceballet.org.
Yeah, learn more about the dancers as well, what we're up to.
They have a picture of all the dancers. They have a little bio for all the dancers. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so you can get to know us better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and see the rest of our season. We'll be doing a brand new production in May.
Ooh.
So I really hope that everyone checks it out. It's going to be amazing. So.
Yeah, well, we must have you back before then.
Yes.
That was fantastic. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Leah and Kinsey, thank you so much for coming in and talking to me.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah,
it was a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to Carnegie Museum of Art.